Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Mr. Number 228, for Spirit of Prophecy Emphasis Week. As regards ourselves, let us not be so ready to vindicate our own course. Talk of Jesus, exalt him, and let self sink into nothingness. Little have we suffered for the truth's sake. We know but little of self-denial and suffering. We shall have enough to praise God for in the future life. We shall thank God for every reproof which taught us our own weakness, and our Savior's power, patience, and love. I am not what I ought to be, or what Jesus would have me. I see that I must have more of the Spirit of the Master. I must not let one thought or one feeling arise in my heart against my brethren, for they may be in the sight of God more righteous than I. My feelings must not be stirred. We have battles to fight with ourselves, but we should continually encourage our brethren, and should cherish only the very kindest feelings toward them. I will write out the testimonies of reproof for anyone, and then my feelings shall not be exercised against them. I will look within, and when tempted to feel unkindly or to be suspicious and to find fault, I will put this out of my heart quickly. Let us respect our brethren, give them credit for honesty of purpose and unselfish motives, as we wish they should do for us. We should treat all, rich and poor, high or lowly, exactly as we wish them to treat us. Let us, dear husband, make melody to God in our hearts. Let us talk of Jesus and his matchless love. Let us bring ourselves into harmony with heaven, and we will then be in harmony with our brethren and at peace among ourselves. May the Lord teach and lead and guide you is my prayer, and may nothing shake our hold on him. Elder Loughborough has worked hard. I believe he has tried to follow the Lord and do his will. Could Elder Loughborough use his talent in Michigan for a time, and in other states, his firm position on the testimonies would revive the faith of those who have been misled. I am thankful that Elder Loughborough can still use his abilities and his gifts in God's work. He has stood faithful amid storm and trial. A few of our old standard bearers are still living. We present them before you as men who know what trials are. I am instructed to say, let every believer respect the men who acted a prominent part during the early days of the message, and who have borne trials and hardships and many privations. These men have grown gray in service. Not long hence they will receive their reward. In moving the college from Battle Creek and establishing it in Berrien Springs, Brethren Megan and Sutherland have acted in harmony with the light that God gave. They have worked hard under great difficulties. God has been with them. He has approved of their efforts. Christ's commission is, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Those who are impressed to take up the work in the home field or in regions beyond are to go forward in the name of the Lord. All who believe the message for this time will go forth into the harvest field to do something for the Master. Decided changes must be made in the methods and plans that are followed, that the cause of God may be placed upon a higher basis.